Walking by the shop, you might miss the faded black and white sign over the awning that's weathered every season since Lindsay was mayor. Instead, you'll see the makeshift table in front, covered with crates of albums in different price ranges and genres.
What's happening?
Customers keep asking what's going to happen to their favorite music store hole in the wall now that they're going to move.
You never know what you're going to find. There are things hidden away on the floor and corners.
That's customer Robert Grover.
It's like walking into a time capsule.
Grover works in the neighborhood and stops in on his lunch hour when he can.
If you were to move to a bigger space where everything is out in the open, it would lose some of its mystery, some of the treasure hunting aspect that it has now.
The keeper of the treasure, owner Tony Mione, hasn't lost his sense of humor, despite not knowing where he'll move, after being in the same location since 1971. He stands near some of the artifacts of that time, a Bay City Rollers poster hovering near a case of 8-track tapes.
Now and then somebody come and look at an 8-track here. Jim Nabors and Average White Band, you know, Hot Tuna.
Mione has a full head of white hair and looks and acts younger than his 73 years. He said he had no warning he'd be kicked out, so the landlord could let one of his family members use the space instead.
Where's my glasses, huh?
Mione reads from the eviction letter.
Unless you remove your said premises the day of your term expires.
Mione thinks he's found a smaller, more cramped storefront to rent nearby. He says it's been hard to find something in his price range. It's not a shop with a lot of big-ticket items.
I got boxes outside for 50 cents. I got inside here for $2, $4.
And on most items, he's open to some friendly haggling. But first you have to find what you're looking for.
Is there some good old stuff way back here?
In the back, there's a piano roll. It dug in the back.
Deep in the recesses of the store, past the sheet music, the 45s, the 78s, and the albums, under a stack of dusty Life magazines, are the piano rolls.
See, the piano rolls are down there, see? Just take out one. Maybe you could show her. No, don't get hurt, that's all. You put this in the piano and press the foot pedals down, and it makes music.
Mione unwinds a long, brownish-looking scroll with little holes punched into it.
This is the music, the holes. My grandmother had one when I was a kid.
Next to the piano rolls is a small, ancient-looking valise. Inside is a portable phonograph.
This is a wind-up phonograph with no electric.
He tries to wind the crank, but it's not exactly in mint condition. Mione closes up the phonograph and greets some of his customers.
There's the grocery man over here.
It's mid-afternoon, which is basically happy hour in the record and tape shop. The place is as much a hangout for a handful of regulars as it is a retail destination.
Yeah, I was a teenager when I first met Tony.
That's Steve Urbanski, who's now in his 50s.
I used to buy all the new records that came out, you know, singles or albums. Tony has become like a friend to me, you know. He was just the guy that owned the record store, but over the years, he became more like a friend.
Mione obviously feels the same way about a lot of the people who have passed through his shop over the years.
I want to thank all the customers I had all these years, you know. That I, let me get over here. Voice act. Boy.
He walks back to the cash register.
Hey, what do we got here? Look at this here, Trini Lopez for quarter. Where are you going to get Trini Lopez for quarter, huh? Tell me. Aren't these guys killing me? Leslie Uggams for quarter. Look at that there. Zazu Pitts. Look at this here. Zazu Pitts for quarter. Eddie Fisher. Look at this here. Anytime. Anytime you're feeling lonely.
Tony Mione was officially supposed to be out by the end of May, but he figures he's got about a month of wiggle room before he has to leave. It will take at least that long to pack. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that'll prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time.